Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmelli, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How are you?
I'm good, Faisal. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. We are warming up, so that's good.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, hopefully that's the last nasty cold streak. I was lucky enough in January to miss that really cold snap.
It's not the last. You're a Calgarian. You know it's not the last one.
Get your own fantasy.
That's well, after this cold snap that we just had, travel is on a lot of people's minds to get out of here. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about solo traveling on the show. And then we're also going to talk about some futuristic healthcare that's already here for Albertans covered by Alberta Healthcare.
Yeah. And if you listen, if you don't have a primary care doctor, right, you may want to stick around for this and understand a little bit of what's happening.
I think that there's also a lot of people who have to wait weeks to see their family doctor.
You bet.
And so this is a nice alternative covered by the program. And so it's going to be interesting to talk about this futuristic way of doing things.
Okay, well, let's talk about the futuristic markets that we experienced this week. There's lots of interesting data.
Let's start off with the key piece that came out on Friday. Job numbers on both sides of the border came out better than expected when it comes to the job numbers, and also better when it comes to wage inflation. If you're a business owner in the economy.
Yeah.
Wage inflation.
Or a central banker, right? Or a central banker to some degree.
Wage inflation is, again, it's one data point. So let's not get ahead of ourselves on the central bankers are going to be all over this. And that's probably what happened early Friday. Wage inflation is still moving up, but it's moving up at a slower pace, which is exactly what inflation is doing.
Yep.
And they're kind of tied. Here's where I think the disconnects happened, what with wage inflation and the economic growth. The old economic assumption that if wage inflation is going down, then you're going to slow down the economy, especially going to slow down inflation. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily true.
Okay, expand on that.
And the reason why I say that is because productivity is a better measurement of economic growth, and it's a better measurement of potential inflation down the road. So, when you look at the productivity of the United States, still doing much better. So although you're paying people more, or you're not paying them as much as you were on an increase year over year, they're being more productive. That means they still have cash to spend.
Well, yeah, you're putting out more product, right? Over and above what the extra increase in the pay was, right?
And so I think what we're seeing is a quick decision that, wages are going down, or the wage inflation is going down. Mm-hmm. Therefore, inflation must be going down. Right. It's not that linear.
Yeah, it's one component, right?
Right. And so when you look at those numbers, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Central bankers, I think, are going to do nothing until the second half of the year.
I think that's true. They've guided towards that, right?
And let's not fight the Fed.
Right.
Let's not fight the Fed. Let's listen to exactly what they're saying. We could try to read between the lines, but let's not act on the reaction of the markets based on some data point that doesn't give a full picture of everything.
Yeah. And that creates the volatility. I mean, the bond markets have largely come in line now with the central banker's guidance, right? So we shouldn't be seeing a tremendous amount of volatility coming out of the bond markets, impacting the equity markets, but the timing is still suspect, right? Pricing in, bond markets are pricing in, as we were discussing, a rate cut starting in June. Whether that happens June or July, we'll have to wait and see. So there's still uncertainty moving forward on that.
What this data point and others that we've had this month so far is giving us more evidence of a soft landing versus a recession.
Yeah.
It's giving us more evidence. So That's kind of what the change was there. I think the shock of the week was the New York Community Bank. Mm. NYCB had a capital call, basically. They wanted to kind of raise some capital. The stock fell on the first report from Wall Street Journal and Reuters by 42%, and they froze they halted trading.
Halted trading, yeah.
And then they announced this capital, $1 billion. They talked about, the opportunity there. The stock rallied to end the day 50% higher than the
right.
low.
Right.
And then they start to give more information about this. Now, here's where it got really interesting. They took this one community bank focused on multifamily primarily in New York City or New York, and they made that a national news story. Everywhere across the country, real estate's done. The banking sector's in trouble. Watch out.
No. What is there, 3,000 small mid-cap regional banks in the United States? It's a giant amount.
And not all regional banks are heavily concentrated on real estate,
right. Especially
in one area. So let's, again, here's the problem. You take a data point of a company who's had some risk on there. And I'm not here to say that the company's a good or bad company. I'm here to say it's a risk to one company. And that just kind of rippled through that the last couple of days about, oh my God, the banking system. As a Canadian, we take this for granted because of our structure,
right.
But from a US investor perspective, it kind of shook the market a bit.
Yeah, no, it did. Absolutely. We seem to have a continuation rally in some of the big tech names, right? The AI story still seems to be intact, right?
With the exception to the ones who are AI light or not enough AI.
Right.
So you take on some of the tech companies or companies who don't even talk about adopting any form of AI, haven't been given any love in the markets.
Right.
And so it's thematic. I hate when we say AI, because if anybody actually looks at the definition of AI, it's a lot of things.
Yep. It's broad.
It's so broad. Right. And so to say, today saying AI, it sounds like when we first started in the mid to late 90s saying just internet.
Right.
This is an internet company.
Yep.
It uses the internet. You're laughing.
I know. I remember those days.
That's exactly what's happened now. It's AI. Yep. We're using AI.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So let's not, again, paint the brush on everything. If just a company says AI, they get the attention.
Right. Is the rally broadening out at all?
Slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's broadening out slowly. When you look at indicators or indexes, that spreads out wider. You're starting to see the love happening. Now, what I like about what's happening this quarter is that the companies whose earnings and revenue are growing, they're being rewarded. Mm-hmm. The ones whose earnings are falling and revenue falling are getting hit harder.
Yeah.
So when you see companies, especially in the non-tech space, get a nice bump up in their stock price because they haven't been given the love or the appreciation, when you look at retail, some of the retail companies that reported this week got a lot of love from the markets because they beat on the top and the bottom line.
And if you didn't,
you got hit.
Oh, yeah, there was no love. These are big swings.
Right. So it's kind of like, you know, it's a little PTSD coming out here. Ready? when I was younger and going to school, if you get A's, you get a little bit of love from the parents.
Yeah.
And if you happen to have a B- or lower, you're not getting so much love.
Right.
You get told how you're going to be a failure in life, right? And that's exactly what the markets are kind of saying about these companies.
Yeah.
Even though you can turn your marks around, not so much love the ones who aren't getting a B+ or better.
Yeah, you know, I think the volatility, again, people have to brace for that because you're seeing some big swings, right? It speaks to, again, proper structure and discipline in terms of how you're building your portfolios. Fun on the upside if you get a big 20% pop. But if you get a minus 44 and you're concentrated, that really hurts.
You're going to see a lot more investors jump into the wave of this market.
Yeah.
And they're not going to account for the risk.
Right.
And so when this market starts to adjust, and we need a healthy like pullback, we need it.
Yeah.
You're going to find a lot of people that are going to get so scared and they're going to sell for the wrong reasons, and that's going to hurt a lot of people's. It's going to give a permanent damage to capital.
Let's talk about how to protect people, bulletproof their retirement, so they don't have that experience.
We're going to talk about it in two locations at our upcoming seminar. First on March 19th, Tuesday, at the Sandman Signature Hotel. We're also going to do that presentation in Calgary, April 16th, at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. You do need to register for this. So please go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
The travel industry is adjusting to the solo travelee. Okay? in all kinds of different ways. Stick around after the break. We want to explore that idea. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.